This is an Algoa FM news exclusive.
In today's episode, I'm going to talk about someone who the state identified as Mr. A, not Arnold. This Mr. A, his name is Phindile Zweni, and you're going to hear his name a lot throughout this story. Now, Zweni is a former police officer. He was in the police for 16 years. Why he's no longer a policeman, I cannot tell you. Now, Phindile Zweni approached Arnold Tablanche in prison and said, "Hey, I believe in your innocence, and I'm going to help you prove it." And so started a relationship that State Prosecutor Marius Stander called corrupt. But who is the Zweni guy? And where did he just come from? And how did he have access to prisoners at St. Albans? Well, funny enough, a simple Google search will show you that he started a non-profit organization called Sasapu. And ironically, he was a guest on Algoa FM with Mio Kondleka about 2 years ago to talk more about his non-profit organization.
Phindile Zweni is from the South African Sentence and Awaiting Trial Prisoners is on the line. Good afternoon and welcome.
Good afternoon, Mia, and thank you for having me.
The name of the organization explains a lot, but it doesn't explain how you help.
Okay, the South African Sentenced and Awaiting Trial Prisoners Organization, in short, it's called SASAPO. We assist the offender population and ex-offenders, which are parolees, in skills development programs. Remember that a person with a criminal record, very difficult for that person to find employment. The challenges that we face, honestly, is financial assistance. The government doesn't assist us as non-profit organizations. We depend on the bits and pieces of what we get from service providers that we place on our database. We cover all the correctional centers throughout South Africa, but my main mission is to reach success in this province where I am based, the Eastern Cape. So we want to, as we all know, that St. Albans has got is one of our most prisons that is overcrowded and all that. And we'd like to, to assist our provinces before we go on to regions as well.
So now you can understand that he's very much involved with trial awaiting prisoners, and he has a police background. And this is how he became friends, quote unquote, with Arnold Tablanche. Now, it's not disputed that Arnold paid all this money over to Zweni, because in Arnold's answering affidavits, he had to concede that he did this because the money is in Zweni's account. But all these payments took place between April and June of 2022. Now, the first payment made to Zweni was on the 20th of April, 30,000 rand. Now, Arnold says this was a loan for Zweni to fix his car's engine. On the 22nd of April, he got 10,000 rand for Zweni's gearbox that needed to be fixed. On the 27th, he gave Zweni 15,000 rand to request his case dockets, because remember, Zweni said that he is investigating this matter and he's going to prove Arnold's innocence. On May the 4th, he got 50,000 rand out of Arnold. It was a deposit for further investigations to be done by a private investigator. Then on the 6th of May, another 20,000 rand gets paid to Zweni. This was apparently a loan to travel to Pretoria. On the 17th, he got 50,000 rand. On the 21st, another 20,000 rand. And then in June, on the 3rd, a whopping 75,000 rand. But what made this particular payment interesting was that this amount came out of his business account, Proac Engineering, of which he is no longer a director. Then on the 9th of June, a 200,000 rand payment to Zweni, apparently to buy a car, he says. And just a few minutes later, another 30,000 rand. So the state is saying that all this money was for defeating the ends of justice, to have the co-accused murdered, to have Kana Swanepoel removed from the case, to do all kinds of dodgy things. As Marius Stander said in court, you can only corrupt someone who is corrupt. And he said this relationship between these two were very corrupt. Now, I'm not sure what happened after this last payment, because obviously Arnold realized that whatever he was paying for was not happening. The co-accused were not being murdered. Kana was still on the investigation. So something must have happened where the relationship between Zweni and Arnold soured, because on the 1st of August, Arnold writes a letter to the head of the center at Medium A in St. Albans. He starts talking about this Zweni guy and that he's been extorted, and this guy pretended to be a policeman and he demands action to be taken because he's parted over 555,000 rand of his money, and he said it was very well planned and he believes it's a very common practice at St. Albans and he demands action be taken. A week later, Arnold writes another letter basically saying that he received feedback and they said to him, Zweni is a private person, so if Arnold has an issue, he needs to go lay a charge with the police. This is a private matter. And here's the interesting part. Why didn't Arnold do that? I mean, he has just lost R500,000 to Zweni. And he feels he's not going to lay a charge with police. Nah, he's not going to bother doing that. Not only that, he never ever told his legal team that there was a man who was going to help prove his innocence. Pretty bizarre, if you ask me. Clearly, Arnold realized that Zweni was extorting money from him. So clearly now we know that Arnold was onto Zweni and that whatever he was paying for was not happening and the relationship soured. But it begs to question, why didn't he tell his legal team about Zweni and why did he decide not to lay a charge? And you know what's interesting? During Arnold's second bail application, he said to the court that he can afford bail of 100,000 rand. That's a lot of money. Yet he already parted with R500,000 to Zweni, some guy who said he was an undercover policeman. So where's all this money coming from? And when is this money going to run out? Because his legal team, they do not come cheap. So that was one of the first state witnesses. And in our next episode, a shock twist from Arnold's girlfriend, Crystal Wiggle.
That was an Algoa FM News exclusive.